Viewer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find a way back home. We didn't pick order, so whoever wants to go.
Hey, I'm Kelly Lee. I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady rogue. Fun fact, Miss Muffin's favorite holiday is Halloween, obvi.
Okay, all right.
Hey everybody, Ryan Tucker here. I play Splee Stick Sock Jelly. I'm the Hobo Trashmaster Cleric of the God Rumkey. I'm a MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact, Splee Stick swipes back to front.
Oh, got the poopy balls.
Hey, Nate here. My character is Duke Crystal. He's a 32-year-old drug addicted level 4 barbarian of the group. Fun fact about Duke, his favorite Halloween candy is a famous Crystal family recipe of rock candy.
Oh my gosh. Hey, I'm Ryan Hart, R1 here. I play Archie Ortiz. Fun fact, this is his sister.
Okay, so Ryan Hart is out, R1. He's going to be out because he is off working his job like a big man. So we are waiting for him to return, but we're going to continue on without him. And Archie is going to have his own, perhaps, mishaps into the story. So we will see where that goes. I didn't get a fun fact. My name's Tristan Hayes, and I'm the Dummy Master. And the fact for today is that this is a Halloween special. There you go. Okay, so where we left off, Duke Crystal had a heartfelt moment with Glabagool about drug dealing and making money, and the crew went to the Tiefling Dirtbag in search of restock to see if they had potions of any other sorts. So we will start up in Tiefling Dirtbag. I'm going to roll something. Okay. So as you walk in, she says, "Oh, my favorite customers! You guys, where's Duke at? Is he alive? The one who bought the sword? Did you go in there with them? Because you were still with Glabagool, so
no,
while they
so
were in the
we're
store,
still separated
yeah.
For now.
So
yeah, he's alive.
He's good.
Okay. I just making sure because I know he bought the sword, and I was just wanted to make sure it's all good there. And she like has like finger guns. She's like, so what can I do for you guys?
I'm here to find a sweater for my cat and wondering if you have some hair dye to fix up my hair."
Is Hazel still sitting like on your shoulder?
Well, of course.
Okay, so she like looks at it and she goes, "Oh," and gags a little bit and then goes, "Yeah, I'll get you a sweater for free." And she goes back and comes back and she has like a black perfect sweater and it's got like a little skull on the chest piece and hands it to you. And she goes, "So what else did you need?"
It's a hair dye. Do you do that around here?
Hair dye? Yes, of course we do. And she like flips her hair and you see like a little bit of purple and black in it.
Hell
it's like
yeah.
Obviously dyed black. She goes, "That will be 2 gold for one thing of
purple.
Purple dye? Okay, yes, yeah, we can do that. We can do that." So
2 gold, got
yeah,
that.
You got that? Okay. Yeah. So she hands you a little looks like a potion bottle, but it's like full of purple dye. She goes, "Okay, was that all you needed?"
"Yep, thank you."
And she looks to you.
Yeah, I
want
to hear about your potions, please.
Potions, okay. She goes, "I have 2 normal potions of healing." So she goes, "That's all we've got restocked for now."
"How much do you want for those?"
Yeah, let me look at pricing real quick, because I forgot.
Oh, this would be charisma based?
Give me a good price. I'll do you a favor one of these days.
I mean, what's your charisma?
Yeah, roll... roll a persuasion check.
Is it all suck your teeth? Suck your teeth, and you do
12.
Okay, she goes, "Okay, so normally it's 50 gold pieces, but you guys have been pretty cool, so I'll give it to you for 35.
Deal. Thank you.
All right.
What other cool stuff you got in inventory?
She goes, we don't have a whole lot more stuff here. Honestly, we haven't restocked. Our roll was pretty good. Not very good for restock, but we did get a couple things. So that's about it.
All right. Well, thank you. You have a good one.
Okay. Duke, you're with Glabagool.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Do you like to go meet up with the pack, bring your pal with you, or are you going to do anything else?
Might as well meet up with the rest of the group.
And then you're bringing Glabagool along?
Of course.
Okay, so Glabagool, as you guys go to walk away, and he goes, so Duke, do I go with you right now? Do I follow?
Yep, you can follow us, buddy.
He goes, okay, good. And he just starts like slooping along. But he's slow, so he just sloops along and kind of follows your path.
Yeah.
So you meet up at the front of Tiefling Dirtbag with the rest of the crew.
Yeah, I don't know if he slid or if he just did like the fall forward, like...
He goes squish forward.
So now, you said that sounds really awesome. So yeah, Glabagool, as he starts to walk, he slides forward a bit, and he goes, you know what? Actually, and he starts to roll on his face, and he like flips and then flips and then flips a couple times, and then gets out the door, and you like see him stop, and like the eyes that are inside there are kind of like spinning and like looping around inside, and he goes, maybe Glabagool just slides. And, you guys kind of continue on, and then you meet up in the front of Tiefling Dirtbag with the rest of the crew. I'm assuming you didn't want to go in Tiefling Dirtbag. They told you, I'm sure that Fleestick mentions that they've only had two potions, unless there's anything else special you want to do in there. Talk to the lady or anything.
I mean, she ain't going to be honest about the sword, probably.
Huh?
Well, yeah, whatever. You can try. Go in there. Maybe I'll punk her out with Glabagool.
Okay, so you and Glabagool enter Tiefling Dirtbag, and she turns around and she goes, oh, Duke, you are alive. Your friends told me you were alive. I asked about you. Are you doing okay? What's going on?
What, am I not supposed to be alive?
She goes, no, I mean, you can be alive. I was just, you know, I know the sword, it probably hurts you, don't it?
Oh, yeah, you thought it just sucked the soul right out of me, right?
Because, well, you seem to be fighting against it pretty well. So you're wielding it pretty good.
I mean, yeah, but the guy in that sword, he's a bit of an asshole.
Because, oh, yes, he is an asshole, yes. That's why, I mean, that's why I got rid of him. He did not. He was an asshole, yes. True and true. I mean,
as long as you just give him blood, he seems chill, though.
And she, like, looks at you, like, she's like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if you do that, yeah, he's chill.
He doesn't like you much. He's been telling me a lot. He wants me to come back and kill you, but luckily he's not in my hand right now, so we're in good shape.
See, like, roll intimidation. Actually, full intimidation.
I have advantage in intimidation.
Yes, you do.
Okay. 9, 5. So just a 9. She got 11.
Okay, so she like looks at you and she goes, well, you're not holding the sword, so I know that you can think clearly a little better than that thing can. So she goes, all I got to say is be careful how much you wield it. Because I don't want you guys to die. I don't want you to die. You guys have been a good help here, so just be careful.
All good. Only use it when necessary.
Goes, good choice. And then kind of like nods you off. Nods you off. okay, so is that all you're doing in there then? Or anything else?
Any other special cursed items you might have willing to sell? Or uncursed, as long as they're special. You make it up.
Roll a persuasion or investigation, as if you're like kind of investigating into like what she has back there, like if you can see anything.
Okay.
Whichever one you feel like you would be using.
10.
Okay, yeah. So let me find my stuff here in a moment. A 10.
Yeah, 10.
Okay, so she brings out a plant and sits it down and says, this is a deadly nightshade. And it's like a dark black, like looking like flower thing. And she goes, it is poisonous. So just be careful with it, but I can sell you this if you want. I've been kind of just keeping it back here because it's like, who the hell would want a poisonous plant? But you guys seem like the people that could maybe use a poisonous plant. So that's all she has that's exotic at the moment based off your role.
Okay, what's the price of that exotic poisonous plant you got there?
She goes, I'll give it to you for 60 gold pieces.
I'll do 40.
Persuasion.
5.
She goes, no, I can't. I gave a deal on some healing potions to Flea Stick. Just, you know, I thought that would be more helpful, so I can't really drop price on this, but 60. Okay, roll intimidation.
A 9. Jeez.
Yeah. She goes, Duke, you're not going to do that. We know that. She goes, okay, I will give you 50 gold pieces for the poisonous plant.
Sold.
Okay. You now have a deadly nightshade.
You have a mortar and pestle.
Yeah, she will give you a mortar and pestle just so you can break down stuff. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm satisfied.
Okay, so.
There won't be any killing. Can I show off my killing. Dragon Slayer longsword to this lady?
Oh, yeah, you can definitely go show her the Dragon Slayer longsword.
I'll show it off.
Okay, roll a performance to see how well you can show off how cool this sword is and talk her into how cool this sword is.
Eight.
She goes, oh, cool, you got a sword. What's that? What's that about?
I was hoping you could tell me, you know, anything about this here Dragon Slayer longsword.
Oh, a Dragon Slayer longsword. Okay. She, like, picks it up, starts, like, looking at it, and she goes, the words here say Lady Alan Gondar. She goes, I don't know who that is. She goes, but apparently it looks like she slayed some dragons.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
She goes, but if it used to slay dragons, I'd say it's probably pretty good against dragons. So keep that in mind. And then kind of, like, nods you on.
So that sounds like there's still dragons around.
I don't know. You guys all done here then? Continue on.
I'm going to sheath my sword and walk away gently.
Okay. She definitely is happy about that based off the encounter with Duke. So as you guys all step outside, even though Ryan is not here, Archie is standing by. And a woman comes up, approaches you guys, and she's, like, really panicking and looks, like, pale. And she goes, okay, you guys, please. My daughter went to Camp Clearwater, and I had a horrible nightmare last night. I had a nightmare that they were all murdered. Everyone was killed and slaughtered in the camp. No one was found alive. Can you please go check it out and see what's going on and try to maybe talk her into leaving? And as she does that, she reaches out and, like, reaches for Archie's hand and grabs his hand. And you see Archie's eyes go, like, black and kind of roll back. And he goes unresponsive and just falls to the ground.
No!
And
Archie
is in a suspended state until he's able to. And she, like, jumps back and looks at him. She goes, I don't know what just happened. She goes, I don't know what that was. She goes, I felt it too.
You possessed him.
She goes, something dark is at that camp, and it's got some kind of connection, maybe through my daughter, and it's connecting to me. I don't know, but we need help. She goes, I would go with you, but
no,
I...
Oh, yeah, you're going.
Okay, Kelly, roll intimidation. Kelly, the room.
Eight.
She goes, please don't make me go there. She goes, I will just get you all killed. I will get killed, and that will get anyone nowhere.
You have a connection. You have to go with us.
Roll persuasion. That was less intimidating. This is the last one.
17.
Okay. I'll let you have it. She goes, okay, you know what? Fine, I will go, but I can tell you now that I will not be of any help. And then kind of just, like, lowers her head and proceeds on with you guys wherever you want to go.
It's your own child there. How do you think you're not going to be of help to find your own child?
You did long rest, yeah.
I was going to say, because as soon as we go to sleep, she's going to sneak out the window.
Yeah, no, you guys did. You guys long rested before and then went to the store and you went to Glabagool. Means of travel. There is, you guys have your horse and you've got carriages and whatnot to travel, and it will take probably a couple days to get there.
I need to do the rolls.
But yeah, you
Glabagool can join with my bones.
Yes.
Well, first, I'm going to ask Glabagool, does his body dissolve bones?
No, he says, no, my body, like, the outer edge doesn't dissolve things, because then I couldn't even walk through stuff. I couldn't be standing in a room. I couldn't be with people.
But, I mean, if someone's happen to be in his liquid.
He goes, well, if they're inside me for a quite a while, they can start to take damage. But, I mean, not per se bones. bones don't really break down as much, so I would say it's okay.
All right, we'll give it a shot.
Okay, so roll.
I'm sure he'd rather do that than slide the whole way.
Roll me. Let's see. I guess I'm going to roll real quick for something with these stats. Okay, so, yeah. As Glabagol kind of starts to squeeze up into the horse kind of conjoins and pops out and opens up a bit and looks at you for approval, Duke. Like, what the hell is going on? Like, you can tell his horse is, like, just accepting it but not knowing, understanding. And, yeah, Glabagol forms inside of the horse, and it just looks like a green inner layer of this bone skeleton horse now.
Is he, like, sitting, like, in the bones, like, in the rib cage
area? Yeah, like, he's, like...
just, like, in it?
Like, yeah. All the bone gaps, he's just, like, filling in. You got a filled-in horse. He damn near looks like a real horse if he wasn't just so fucked up. He's got, like, some skin hanging off of his chin. Like, yeah, he's just, like, bones. Yeah.
Skeleton horse. But, yep, looks good to me.
Okay, so you guys ready to begin your journey, then, to the Camp Clearwater. And, do-to-do-to-do. Here's montage music clapping along. But after... what?
Are we just leaving Archie Lay there, or what?
Well, yeah, I mean, unless you guys want to do anything for him, but... yeah, you're kind of forgetting the idea that maybe something's connected to this camp that needs to help Archie, or... yeah, the town people know. You guys... yeah, I'll say you guys... you know, you... if you you told the town... yeah, got him put up, and... are going to figure out what the hell's going on to try and figure
something
out.
Good, so he's safe. Now I'm ready to go.
So after having traveled for a few days through the wilderness, your patience is finally rewarded as you turn the bend and a massive wooden sign reading, "Welcome to Camp Clearwater," appears. A simple painting of a lake flanked by trees join the words, and a few hundred yards beyond, you can see the timbered entrance to the camp with a few cabins lurking in the distance. So you guys kind of... saddle up to a bunch of these big camp buildings and get your stuff mounted and get off of them. Mounted? You don't mount it to get off of it. You dismount. Yeah, you get off all your stuff and get your gear together. And as you turn around, you see six young humanoids exit the nearest cabin, and they approach. And they're all wearing pale yellow tunics with matching short pants, each one with the word "camp counselor" embroidered over the left breast of the tunic. A friendly bunch, and they all make quick introductions. There's Ned, Jack, Bill, Marcy, Brenda, and Alice. Alice is the daughter of the woman who brought you here. And a few seconds later, an older man joins you all, and he introduces himself as Steve, the camp's owner. He says, "Welcome to Camp Clearwater. We sure hope you can help us." What do you guys do?
Pause. Did you just say her daughter's right there in front of us?
Yes.
Okay.
She's kind of standing behind you guys like, oh my God, what the fuck's going on? Because yeah, she had a nightmare of all this stuff happening.
Yeah, so now we're like, there's your daughter. We found her. Do you feel better now?
She kind of peeks around the corner and sees Alice, and she goes, "Oh, Alice, you're alive. You guys are alive. Everyone's okay." And you see the Steve kind of like jump back, like, "Oh, one of the parents are here. What are you doing here?" She goes, "I had a nightmare that all of the people here were murdered." And you see Alice like instantly like frown, and she's like, "Mom, not this again." And they kind of go back and forth and stuff. And then eventually you see her mom turn back to you guys and say, "There's no getting her to leave. I don't know what I'm doing. They say I've done this before. Maybe I'm just crazy." And she kind of just starts to get back onto the horse that they brought and sit down on it. But
so we need to stay and like,
gaslighting. So yeah, Steve says, I'm sorry, I don't understand what's happening between Alice and her mother, but I'm hoping you guys can help us." She goes, "This place is pretty beaten down. We got to get it ready for the kids to come here, you know, in a couple weeks." She's like, "If you guys are here as the adventurers we hired to help get the place fixed up, would you be willing to help us?"
"Why are a bunch of kids coming here?"
She goes, "Oh, this is Camp Clearwater." She goes, this is a wonderful summer camp for a bunch of kids."
"Why is shit all fucked up?"
He goes, "Oh, well, some of the buildings are kind of broke down, but we just got to repair some stuff and get it ready for the kids."
"Why is Alice already here if the kids aren't here?"
"She's a camp counselor. Camp counselors all are here. We got Ned, Jack, Bill, Marcy, Brenda, and Alice."
"Yeah.
But we hired some adventurers that for four adventurers, but it seems there's only three of you, but to come and fix this place up. Is that not you guys?
How much were you paying?
Because, oh, we were paying them about 100 each gold pieces.
200.
There's mostly volunteers. 200. Are you the ones who came? Are you the ones we already hired?
Yeah.
Okay, roll persuasion. Or deception, not persuasion. Deception. Because now you're just lying to them. Now roll his insight.
16.
Okay, he goes, okay, maybe there was a miscommunication, and maybe I do owe you guys 200, and you are the people we hired, so okay.
Well, the price went up because one of us wasn't able to make it, so it's going to be more work on the three of us, so.
Oh, understandable. Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. So, yeah, then you guys are going to, I guess, pretend to be the actual adventurers that were here to help fix this place up. So at that point, you have some renovations to do here. To get some investigative clues about what's going on in this place. And this is a good way, I suppose, to kind of look around the area to see what the fuck is going on, because something is weird. So I have a couple different tasks that you all can choose from to do here. One, you can help Alice transfer supplies. You can help Brenda check all the buildings to make sure they're clear of like animals and such, brochures are filled. You can help Bill clean the cabins. And you can help Jack fix a hole in a boat. You can help Marcy take inventory.
I choose not to split up, and we can do a job together until they're all done. Boat
first.
Glavagol, clear buildings of animals.
You're going to tell Glavagol to help?
I'll tell him to look for anything suspicious.
Okay, so Brenda checked the buildings. So you say that, and you see Glavagol kind of... and you see Glavagol kind of morph out of the horse, and the horse, like, it doesn't have flesh or anything, but you see it, like, shake. Like, it, like, gives, like its skin just crawled. He slips up to Brenda, and he says, "Hi, Brenda, Duke told me to help you check all the buildings for animals and stuff. Are we going to do that?" And she goes, "What? Oh, my God. Yes. Okay." She goes, "We can do that." She's like, "We're going to check and just see the status of the buildings, make sure they're good, make sure there's no, you know, animals tearing the place up and whatnot. So we'll go do that. And I will roll for them later on to see how they can do." Yeah, okay, so checking all the buildings. So I'll mark that off one of your tasks because that's already done, and none of you are going to waste your time doing that one. So now you have to help Alice transfer supplies, help Bill clean the cabins, help Jack fix a hole in the boat, or help Marcy take inventory.
How is she transferring supplies?
The inventory one?
By hand.
Or what?
All by hand. Probably. Does she have something we could put it in and pull with the horse?
Or pack onto
the horse? 200 gold coins. Get it done.
If they don't find out we're lying.
No, you already gave it
to them.
They pass that we're doing the job, bro.
What do you want to do? Inventory? Is that what you said? Or are you talking about transfer supplies?
Ask her if the one that's transferring supplies, okay, if she's got something we can pack the supplies in, put it on the horse, or pull with.
Yeah, so Alice is the one that is transferring supplies, and she goes, and honestly, I'm so fucking sorry about my mom, because she does this all the time, freaks out when I try to leave, freaks out when I do anything. It's just, it happens. So,
well, I'm going to be like, Alice, yes, Mama Bear might be a little too overprotective, but bruh, she had that nightmare, and when she touched our friend blacked out. So something weird's going on, and you gotta trust your mama.
Oh, she goes, "Oh, wow, something weird did happen? Okay." She goes, "That is weird." She goes, "Okay, so let's kind of finish up our stuff here so we don't leave the owner of the camp like high and dry, and then maybe I'll think about leaving. If, you know, something weird happened to your friend, I don't want that to be on us." So,
me, Alice. We'll keep
but she goes, "But yeah, your question, to deliver the supplies." She goes, "Yeah, we can, but it's a little bit of a haul. So we have a cart, but we don't have a horse. So if you guys had some kind of horse that would work to do that, that would be great."
Talk to Duke Crystal.
She like looks over at Duke, and she's like, "Duke, do you have a horse?"
I do, but he charges 200.
And since he's mine, I charge 200 technically.
So he's like, 200 to use the horse? She goes, okay, well, I'm not going to use it then. And she goes, she like walks away and she goes to the cart and she goes, it's honestly a pullable cart. I was just thinking the horse would make it easier, but we can pull it by hand.
Well, he's all skin and
especially bones, with there's so. Two of you. So
yeah, he's all I'll skin help you pull bones, it. I'll help you pull it.
So pull horse. You guys will be going to.
No muscle mass.
You're going to be going to area W2 at the cabin B7. So that's a little bit of a haul, different way from where you guys are now.
You push, we pull.
Are we all going at the same time, or are you just helping her?
I don't want to split up, so I prefer if you guys helped and came with us.
You can split up if you want, because you do. Because you do gotta, you do are wanting to complete these tasks. Like
Miss Muffin's scared.
All the people are split up. We're helping individuals.
Because I am about to explain. Yeah, weird okay, so, okay, so she also explains to you. She says with this rolling cart, we can use it. We can use it, but. So it's going to take us about a half hour to pull this thing up around the areas and stuff. She's like, it is better this way because then we wouldn't have to take multiple trips back and forth and back and forth. So this, we can just kind of pull it all once there. So it will take you guys about 30 minutes to do that task. And so an hour full round, hour and a half to get there, unload, get back.
Okay.
So if you want to help her do that by yourself, you can. If you want to split up, if you guys want to get these tasks done quickly.
I'm going to go out with the boat.
Help with a boat?
Hoe in a boat.
I guess me and Alice are on our own.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so...
we have a trusty...
And Fleestick, you said you're going to help with a boat? Help Jack fix a boat?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so he kind of tells you, he's like, you guys can meet me down at the dock, or you can, Fleestick, if you meet me down at the dock, one of the boats has a hole in it, and we just need to fix that damn thing. And it'll take you... It's not far down from the docks where you're at, but it'll take you guys probably a couple hours to fix it, but right. No biggie.
Boats
and holes. So, yeah, you step off that way to start heading towards the dock. Duke, so are you going to help Marcy take inventory, or would you like to help Bill clean the cabins at S4?
Help Bill clean
some of the smaller cabins and stuff. Okay, so Bill approaches you, Duke, and he goes, you know what? You look like the right man for this job. He goes, recently a pack of hungry bears broke into the cabins and trashed the place, and if you agree to come with me, because I'll take you where it is, and we just got to clean up some of the bullshit that they fucked up. And you guys can kind of move on that way. Kelly, Miss Muffin. Make me a strength check with advantage.
Yes, sir. Okay, mine's minus four, and that sucks. But it's advantage, so. Oh,
crit. Are you sure you don't want to roll again to make sure it's better?
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, it's going to go a little better for you, but not 100% better for you because something's still going to happen. But
no.
you do pull that cart and you get all the way to the camp, the cabins where you were at, and you like yank that thing. Whereas it would have taken you about 30 minutes to get there. You guys just fucking pulled it. You hauled that thing up there. So it took you about 15, 20 minutes to get there. Yeah. But you get there and you guys slam stop when you get to the spot, the cabins, and the wheel breaks off of the cart. One wheel just kind of falls off. She goes, I knew that damn thing was going to fall off eventually. She goes, we keep having to repair it and fix it. And this place is getting just so damn old. She goes, but let's get the supplies unloaded and then we'll deal with the cart. Okay. So you guys are going to unload supplies and do that. Fleestick. GTA 5 character swap as we leave her and go to Fleestick. You get down there and Jack is down there and he's kind of like beating on some wood but he's kind of like hammering onto the boat and doing some cranking, and he like throws you some carpenter tools and he goes, I need you to get me some planks ready to patch this boat. So you kind of set up on a table there. Do you have proficiency in carpenter tools by chance?
I don't think so. How would I check?
I think it would be in like features and traits or something. Bonuses and proficiencies. I don't know. I can't remember what it says on there.
Cardboard expert.
Yeah, cardboard expert. Either way, here, actually. Yeah, you know what? It don't matter. They don't matter. So you, even if you're not proficiency in carpentry tools, you look at this and you go, I've built, like you know, you've built so many things in alleyways with cardboard. with cardboard and all kinds of stuff. So I will let you roll advantage, but make me a strength check to roll to see how well you can make these planks for this boat, how fast you can do it.
Well,
18
plus
2, 20. 20? Okay, so yeah, you nail it. You get those things ready. So it's, you know, been a couple hours of you just kind of like standing and getting this plank ready and getting it broke down, getting it fixed up onto the boat, and you successfully patch up that spot.
Nice.
So as he's finishing up, you're finishing up, Jack goes, all right, buddy, I'm going to go head up to some of the smaller cabins, see if Bill needs help cleaning the cabins up there, and kind of pats you on the shoulder and says, thanks for your help, and then starts to walk off. And now we're going to flip to Duke Crystal.
Investigate anything while I was down there, see if anything was fishy?
Oh, you can. Yeah. If you'd like to. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, actually. Flipping back to Flea Stick Sock Jelly. Yeah, go ahead. Roll investigation as you're fixing this boat.
5?
Yeah. Do I get to roll advantage or no?
No. Unless you're using inspiration, but... Oh, yeah, I forgot to even say that. I'm giving all of you inspiration, because up to this moment, you have all played your characters true. You know, Duke has wielded some dark shit. He's killed some people because he wanted to kill some people. You know, Flea Stick has shit and been shitted. Used his magic wisely to his god Rumpke, and Miss Muffin has roguely assassinated lots of things with her daggers, and so you all will get an inspiration to use throughout this. If you want to use it, you can. You don't have to. It will be gone. You only get once. Yeah, until I give you another one.
No, I'm gonna use it.
Okay.
How do you use it?
You just say, "I want to roll inspiration." Like if you roll something and it's a low roll, before I say like if I say that fails, like then you can't be like inspiration, but like. If it's a low roll and you're like, I want to use inspiration. Or before you roll, you can do it and it's just... It basically, it's an advantage. Okay, it's rolling with advantage. You roll 2 and yeah. So before you roll something, if you're like, I need this roll to be good, you can be like, I'm going to use inspiration and just roll advantage basically. So yeah, you kind of don't... You don't really... Yeah, you rolled a 5, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you kind of look around and you think you can see like just like a couple buildings and stuff like around the area, but nothing like of importance. Okay. Duke, you are helping Bill clean the cabins at S4. If you would like to keep track on the map, you're allowed to do that.
I'm doing that.
Okay, so you are at S4.
So as you enter the cabins of S4, you see like lots of like overturned tables and, you know, shelves are flipped over and things are just righteously tore up. So Bill kind of points around, he goes, well, I guess let's get started in this. And Bill, like, you can tell he's pissed and he's like, I'm doing this, but I don't want to do this, and starts lifting stuff. So you have to make a series of successes in this thing. You're allowed to make the checks based on what you want to do to fix this place up. So, like, as in a strength check to, like, start lifting stuff. Yeah, exactly. That's what I figured.
Strength all day.
Yeah, so what is it Duke's doing here that's his strength check?
Are there any windows broken?
There's, like, one window that's kind of broke. Yeah, it's, like, broken the corner of it.
Well, never mind. I'm going to throw any large broken scraps, I'm guessing from tables and cabinets, out the door.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So make me some strength checks.
Let's see, 13.
Yep, that one succeeds.
What is that? 16.
Success. You just keep going, and I'll tell you
and
when you're done.
15.
Good, success.
21.
All right. There you go. You're good. Okay, so yeah, you effectively lift up all this stuff without further damaging the place at all. You don't break any, like, more legs off of stuff. You know, you're lifting shelves back up, and, like, they look good. They look new. Looks like it wasn't fucked up by bears. So yeah, it takes you...
You come from dust.
Okay, so each task took you about 30 minutes. So it was, like, 30 minutes lifting this thing, about 30 minutes moving this section of the room, 30 minutes moving this section of the room. But since you passed all your checks, you got done in about 4 hours.
Okay.
So
I was investigating.
You want to do investigating?
Yeah.
I was about to say, is there anything else? as you are doing this investigation of this place.
Flat 10.
Flat 10?
Yep.
There is nothing real special about this place. You can definitely tell it was tore up by some bears, but it just looks kind of like a normal small cabin. But there are quite a few other cabins around the area, like in that general area. But let me look at our map here real quick. Yeah, S1, S2,
was,
S3.
Was there actually bear claws in the place? Like scratches?
Yes, it definitely looked like a bear tore this place up. But if that's all?
I guess that'll be it.
Okay. So, scene two, the dinner. After you all finish doing your tasks and kind of helped everybody out and everybody's pleased with what's happening. As you guys kind of get done with your tasks and you all kind of return back to the camp, a bunch of the rest of the counselors say, all right, come on, let's go. We're going to go to the big large cabin where we all eat down at B4. But we're going to have a dinner around the fire pit, and we're going to serve some ground mutton patties and thick bread and some roasted sausages, and it's going to be delicious.
Nice.
Ooh. And as you guys all kind of start heading back, can you all make me perception checks?
Of course.
Heading back to the large cabin to eat your foods.
Crit?
Oh yeah, nice.
I'm glad because I have no buff in perception.
22?
My perception is...
Did you also get a crit?
No, I got a 19.
Okay, so Duke, as you're returning back, you see Fleestick, you know, walking up, and he's kind of looking around, and you kind of realize that Bill isn't back. And so that's just kind of where you get out of that perception check. You realize that Bill is not here. Okay, so yeah, as you guys kind of start sitting down, you're back at the large cabin at B4, and it's the label of the cabin, so we know which cabin's which. So you guys are sitting down, you're eating, you're doing your thing, and Alice kind of stands up and she goes, where's Bill at? I don't think he ever showed up. I don't think he's ever been back since you guys left.
Should we go investigate?
Like, go search for him? Like, you think he's missing? Like, you think it's actually something bad?
No, but you sound worried.
Worried. She goes, I am worried. We probably should go look for him. And she kind of looks around for Steve, and she goes and trails off to go find Steve and tell him what's happening, and that you guys are going to go kind of bring a search party to go find and look for Bill. So you guys kind of step outside, and you're gathered up. Duke, Fleestick, Miss Muffin, Alice, and a couple other counselors. Looks like I think one's name is Jack.
One of them, Globagool.
Yeah, Globagool hasn't returned yet.
No, he's slow. Slow worker. He big boy.
He's a big boy.
Takes a while to do his job.
To get done.
You gotta slide around.
Jack and Alice approach, and they're like, we'll help you guys. We'll help you guys go look and figure out what's going on. She goes, I know this is probably nothing, but I just think it's weird, so we should probably investigate. And you guys head out. So now we need to see here. She goes, I think we should split into two groups, search the north side of the camp and search the south side of the camp. So she goes, they go, wait a minute, Brenda's not here. Is Brenda gone too? And at this time, you see Globagool kind of doing the thing that you said, Duke. You see him like front flipping down like this hill. He's coming real quick and he's going, oh shit. And he flips up and he goes, guys, something got the girl, something got her. And he looks like fucking like terrified. Like he's like, this wasn't something normal. And kind of as he says that, you see like...
And jiggling in fear.
Jiggling in fear, of course. Yeah, all of it's jiggling. And you see like lightning and stuff crackling and coming around from the trees, and a humongous wall of fog like surrounds the entire camp. And you can tell that there is no escape from Camp Clearwater at this time. And
Fogwaldus.
Fogwaldus.
No.
The mist.
Probsoft is here.
Probsoft, it's a boss wall.
No.
So yeah, now you guys have the option to either split with some NPCs, to split them from you.
No.
Me and Globby.
Yeah. So Globby goes back and he says something fucked up is going on.
I'm going to say
that girl was killed by something.
I'm going to say I got the horse like hidden and stabled up at B4. Like,
okay.
Out of the way. I don't want him getting hoarded by a bunch of undead or something.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's keep him out
there. Let me place him real quick. Cause
not much of a fighter. I mean, he could be, but I don't see it. What, he's a headbutt?
Yeah, he's not much of a fighter. He's a riding person.
Now, if he's, like, armored up, maybe. Might ride. I'll give him some horse armor.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, he's stabled up there at B4. I couldn't get him on the map, but I tried. What are you guys going to do? To split up and search? What's your plan here? So, we know that... Duke, you were at S4, I believe.
Yes.
And Fleastick, you were at the docks, but roll me a history check. Fleastick, soft jelly.
One.
One?
Not a natural one, two minus one.
You remember nothing. There's nothing that you needed to remember of any importance.
No, all right. Trees don't have history.
What would you guys like to do here to split your party to go look for some stuff?
We don't want to split.
I want to split.
I don't want to split.
I'll roll with Miss Muffin.
Miss Muffin and Flea Stick.
Dude,
so that means I'm going to stick Alice with Miss Muffin and Jack with you and Gwabagool. So you're going to have one NPC Jack with you, and you guys are going to have one NPC Alice.
You bring that Gwabagool one big goop.
One big goop. Oh, Gwabagool kind of turns and he goes, I will always be a gloop.
Gloop. I'm one.
And, so as you guys split and start to walk towards, which direction were you guys going to go? Who wants to search what ends of what areas?
I am going to go toward the cave spot.
So yeah, and
northwest.
Okay, so you're going to go
northwest corner. Because
you guys do have a map. There's maps obviously all over the camp of the Camp Clearwater, so it's you guys have maps to navigate yourself
posted
around.
On there like down the trail different
you're easily able to do that. So you guys, Miss Muffin and Fleastick, where would you like to search? Because you've got small cabins, you've got some of the larger cabins, you've got the docks again, you know of areas that you can search.
Where are you going? Over here. What's this one?
I think we should go down to the docks.
Yeah, we'll check the docks and B1.
Okay, so you're going to head down to the docks and you're going to check B1.
South side, I guess.
Okay, so I guess you guys kind of will navigate for a minute together. Make me some perception checks along the way as you guys kind of navigate your way through.
Make you what?
Perception checks.
They'll probably be in front, because I got Gwabagool.
Okay, yeah. They'll be ahead.
Probably slow my movement.
Okay, so yeah. Then, just you two roll perception.
17.
13.
17? Yeah. Okay, so as you're walking down, you're looking over at the wall of fog, and you're just kind of like feeling so uneasy staring at it.
Of course.
So you look away, and you look towards the docks where you're heading, and you see a weird, like, ghostly shimmer on the edge of the water standing there.
Freeze of paranoia.
Kind of like looking there. Freeze of paranoia. Okay. Roll me a... what would that be? Like wisdom or constitution save?
Con, probably.
Con, because you'd be like paralyzed, you know?
You
have
to break it a bunch.
So make me a con save.
13.
Okay, so you are scared visibly, but you are not frozen in paralysis, at least physically in the game. But now that you brought the mechanic to my mind, look out. So you see a visage of this woman, this is kind of like outlining of a figure of a person floating out of the water. And it says, in a very cold, low voice. You are warned. You are doomed, and tonight nothing will save you. The land is cursed. Even now, a killer known only as the Slasher stalks these campgrounds, killing any living creature it meets. Unless you find a way to stop the Slasher, it will kill you all. You have to find the pages of my books. The pages that tell you how to destroy this creature, this eldritch horror. And she kind of looks around in fear as if she's like reliving an ancient moment. And you see the ghost get pulled down and shoved into the water, and as if she's like fighting for her life, being drowned alive into the lake.
I break out of my fear and I'm like, no, you didn't tell us where the pages were.
So, that's what you get out of that. Yes, we're going to have to find, you guys know that there's a book that can tell you how to destroy this thing, and you're going to have to find these pages. You know they're somewhere on this camp scattered around.
Alright, I guess we're going to start in B1 then.
B1 then?
Well,
or the docks?
The docks.
You can still investigate the docks. You haven't really investigated them yet. So both of you want to roll me investigations? Are you both searching the docks, or is one going to B1, one going to the
docks? No, we're
going to
stay together.
Stay together.
Okay, that's fine. Please. Roll investigation or perception, either one of you.
Crit.
You're scared of the Slasher.
Natural 20 plus 2.
Really? Okay. So, what'd you get?
9.
Okay.
5 plus 4.
Okay, so as you get here, there's a clump of buildings, and there's camp boats, and there's an anchored little platform. There's a small wooden office submerged by wooden pillars that keeps the supply right there, like, supported. North of that looks like a little privacy shack placed over the water to do your business. There are 5 more buildings on the western shore of it, and, you know, lots of little empty house buildings. But with a natural 20, Kelly.
Miss Muffin.
Miss Muffin. Area 6 of the place, you can tell, looks more important than the rest. The building there.
CBNA.
So 6, you can tell, like, the building,
like,
the south side of it.
I'm getting this intuition feeling. We need to go to 6.
Let's go check her out.
Yeah.
You want to go to B, C, or A?
There's 3 sections of the house. So here's how it will work. You guys approach the building and you would enter in 6A.
Okay.
So you open the door, you knock. What do you do when you approach the building? You see this kind of like longer, more pristine building than the rest. It looks like more of a
My instinct tells
office
me
slash house.
Just open the door straight up.
All right,
let's
do it.
Yeah, you open the door straight up. It's unlocked. It just opens up. There's no one inside. But as you approach, you see like a kitchen table. Yeah, so you see a little table, looks like a doorway to another bedroom, but make me a perception check as you walk through this house. Both of you.
6.
4 plus 2, 6.
6, 6.
Well, I guess you didn't really need that. You can see it, actually.
Yeah.
It's just there. So as you open up the back door to the very last room there, you see a trap door, like, on the ground, like, not trap door, but, like, the foldy open doors to a, yes, that kind of thing.
Cellar door?
Yes, cellar door. And it is chained and padlocked.
I'm gonna pick it.
You're gonna pick it?
Yeah.
Do you have a thieves tools?
I am a rogue, and I'm stealthy.
I am a rogue.
Let me check. I do have thieves tools.
Okay, so then yes, you can try to pick it. Make a, slide a hand check with advantage because you are proficient with these tools.
17.
Oh yeah. You padlock it. You break that padlock, you pick it right off, and it pops open. Let's see here. Yeah. And you see a tunnel that leads down deep below the docks into a huge, like, tunneled cavernous area filled with water and stuff under the docks.
Do we go in it, please, Dave?
We do.
Okay. Thanks for listening to our Halloween special 2024 part 1. Part 2 will be out on regular schedule on Monday, November 4th. So you can expect part two to be out there if you want to find the conclusion. As always, this episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart, not as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Fleastick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes as the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. And when it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/Dummies with Dice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. But most importantly, if you want more and exciting things to do with Dummies with Dice, go to our Patreon at patreon.com/Dummies with Dice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content.